The information provided on Dr. Tom Rozelle Live by Dr. Tom Rozelle, D.C., interview guests, show co-hosts, or substitute hosts is not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. It is for general information purposes only. Information from this broadcast should not replace the appropriate consultation and examination process by a licensed physician. Always consult your own physician prior to changing any current medical directive or prescription.
Welcome to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. This is Dr. Tom Rozelle. Indeed, I'm live on this gorgeous, gorgeous Washington day. It's absolutely beautiful outside. Make sure you get out and have some fun with it. But we've had a good weekend, haven't we? It's been really fun. I haven't been here. Been out and about like usual. Was attending a regenerative medicine conference down in Atlanta, which was fun. We'll talk about that just a little bit. But, you know, when you see sunshine in the air like this, you think, well, things are going to get better. They're going to be much better than they've been. And, you know, the truth of it is that we're starting to see the bubbling effect right now of people saying it's time, you know, to put everything away on the side and get our lives back together. It was kind of funny. I flew out Thursday night. I went down to Atlanta Hartsfield Airport, and then I was going to a conference at Life University on the next couple of days. So I get into the airport, and let me tell you something. It was so busy. It was incredible. I flew out of Washington Dulles, and when I left Washington Dulles, you could have thrown a baseball down the concourse and not hit anybody. So here I am at Atlanta Hartsfield Airport, and the place is mobbed. I mean, it's, oh, my God, there was no room for anybody. I'm in the train going from my gate to the baggage claim area, and it's literally – everybody's like sardines. They're shoulder to shoulder in there, and they're talking, they're laughing, and so forth. And there's this recording that comes on and talks about, well, you know, please make sure that you respect social distancing and so forth. And everybody cracks up. Everybody's just laughing, and because there was no social distancing, and everybody was just engaging and talking and so forth. So I said, yes, humanity is coming back. They're beginning to regain their sensibilities. Thank you very much, dear Lord. It's a good place to be. But anyway, it was a great weekend. Had some very interesting presentations, people that I met, and it's all in the area of what's taking place in regenerative medicine and be able to restore function and the like. And I say that to you only because of the fact that we're moving into that area of regen. We've created a new spin-off company called Ageless Health Regenerative Medical Group, and which is going to be a subsidiary of our parent company, which is called Multidiscipline Alternative Care Centers. And we're going to be offering different types of wellness paradigms for you, with things like IV, vitamin C, and quercetin, and so forth, and even some allographic injections of knees and hips and shoulders and so forth. We'll spend more time. A doctor who is going to be heading up our group will be a guest on our program in months to come, and hopefully we can offer this. So if you have any questions, by the way, as I put this whole model together to support you to make sure that you optimize your health and optimize your ability to recover virtually from anything, you can always get a hold of me. Go to RozelleGroup.com and you know, send me a note, and I'll be happy to respond to you. This is an exciting field. It's really amazing to see what takes place. We're increasing the telomere length. That telomere is a little tail on your cells that gives you your longevity, and science has shown that you can take your shortened up telomere, and even no matter what time frame of life that you're in, and actually expand it and reverse function. You know, you've heard me talk many times on the ability of your environment's impact on cellular function and DNA expression and so forth, and both in a positive and a negative way. And we call that area of science epigenetics. And we know that, you know, just because you have the gene, the predisposition, if you will, towards cancers, the predisposition towards a diabetic pattern, or a predisposition towards degenerative conditions, it doesn't mean that you're stuck with it. The things that allow that DNA to express itself, your roadmap, is your environment. And what do I mean by that? It means your physical environment, the things that you do mechanically. Do you rest your body? Do you allow it to repair? Do you stretch? Do you give it a little muscle tone and so forth? Do you eat properly? Do you truly support you know, your body physiologically with the right nutrient base? Are you shoving junk into it? And the third piece that we've always talked about is how your mind works. All of these guys affect the way your body reacts in a state of health and a state of impairment or disease. And we're going to really begin to focus on wellness. It's time. It's time to really give you the platform to help yourself. I mean, obviously, you know, as always, if you have any questions specific, you can always get a hold of me by email. Go to RoselleCare.com and check it out and send me a note. There's an email base there. You can just send me a note. I always get back to you. If you need to talk to one of the doctors at the Roselle Group, you can do the same thing. Go to the same website and say, hey, I got to talk to somebody, or simply call them at 703-698-7117. That's 703-698-7117, and tell them that you want to talk to one of the doctors and you have a question, and they will happily get back to you. But make sure that you give us a time and a good phone number so we don't interrupt your day-to-day schedule, because that's the last thing that we want to do. Want to get into talking to you today about things that you can do to help yourself and answer any questions that you might have. You can call me here at the station at 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. And we'll take your calls today and make sure that we give you all the data that we know to be true. And as we discuss some of the things that are really super important to all of us in today's world, you know, I was going through a couple different websites, and you know, I'm going to get away a little bit from all this crazy COVID thing. We're going to talk about it from time to time, and we're going to give you the information that you need to have. But I think it's time that we, you know, move forward with supportive things. You know, all of us have had our day and we're angry about all kinds of things, and you've heard my position on so much, but I want to make sure that you understand that you can do so much for yourself. You know, we're living in a world that we've heard so much about vitamin D, right? Vitamin D, the sunshine vitamin, if you will. You know, if you're in direct sunlight without any coverings on and you don't have things, you know, stopping the cell's ability to regenerate. But what's the real deal with vitamin D? It's across the board. It's probably the most important vitamin that you have. So there are symptoms of vitamin D insufficiency, and some of those are like your muscles hurt, your bones ache like crazy, you have the reduced functional physical capacity, you don't sleep very well, you know, you have hair loss, yep, hair loss, and very, very slow wound healing, but it doesn't stop there. Those are the things that we know about and we've known for years. But you may also experience things like, you know, I just wiped out, tired, fatigue, dizziness. You know, you could have almost a syncopic type of presentation because your D level is so low. Very poor sleep. You don't, even though you think you're asleep, you're not sleeping well, you're not resting. You have a dramatically increased risk of dementia and depression. Guess what? You can also put on weight. You know, that those extra COVID-19 pounds that you got? Yep. That can be a result of your D level being too low and not getting out and getting any exercise whatsoever. And then infections, things that keep coming back, and your inability to mentate, your reduced cognitive capacity. You know, vitamin D, a role in every body system, including something that should be very near and dear to all of us right now, and it's kind of fighting viral and bacterial illnesses, you know, like colds and flus, and, oh, yeah, this COVID-19 that's out there. But like I said, I'm not going to talk about that today except in general terms. Any viruses, what we found is that people who have adequate amounts of vitamin D, and not just laboratory levels, your sweet spot should be about 75 to 85, believe it or not. And so if you do your blood test, it goes down to as low as 30. Well, we know that vitamin D levels that are 50 or less are insufficient. And anything that hits that sweet spot about 32 is highly deficient. So you need to be north of that, way north of that, to not only just stop bone fractures and so forth, but to make sure that your brain's working the way it's supposed to, your emotional capacity is nice and strong, you can fight infections and so forth and so on. But the only way to know what your vitamin D level is to get a blood test. And we do it at the Results Center. You can go into our nutrition department and schedule an interview with them and tell them that is in part of your biochemical evaluation. You want to have a vitamin D3 test. It's important, by the way, when you do that test, to include magnesium levels and vitamin K2 levels as well, because they have to be high enough to improve your cognitive and your cardiovascular health. It's super important, and it's easy to fix. And I don't want you to go out and just buy stuff, even from us. I don't want you to do that. I want you to get the testing done. It's important you know where that's all about. So vitamin D is lovingly called the sunshine vitamin, right? And the technical term when you do the test, the main indicator of your vitamin D level is something called 25-hydroxyvitamin D3, and shorthand it's 250 HD, and if you put that on the script, that's what the lab recognizes. So there's these guys out there, the National Health and Nutrition, they did a survey. This goes way back. This goes about 15 years ago. And they, excuse me, they showed a deficiency in the United States, a prevalence in the United States, about 41.6% of the U.S. population. That's going back that many years ago. So here's the deal. As far as I'm concerned, in the laboratory testing that we've seen, 80% or more of people may be vitamin D deficient. We just, you know, we get into, well, the laboratory says it has to be between 30 and it has to be between 100. And as long as it's that, we're good to go. Not so much. So here comes the crux of it too. It depends on the serum concentrations, the markers used. Some researchers use something called levels of 20 nanograms per milliliter, or it can be interpreted another way as 50 nanomoles per nanogram per milliliter. And it's used, that one is used most frequently in the U.S. and, you know, it's a standard in Europe. However, here comes the twist in the game, and that's where we get in a lot of our combative back and forth. Grassroots Health Nutrient Research Institute recommends that vitamin D serum concentration levels between 40 to 60 nanograms per milliliter, or 100 nanomoles to 150 nanomoles. We use the upper markers, and so we want to see them nice and high. Most of your laboratories from Quest and LabCorp and so forth use the latter of the two. So let's talk about the signs that you may have a problem. We're going to cover those a little bit in the first half of the program. Then we're going to get into the really interesting things in the second half, and I want you to call me at 888-630-9625. That's what happens when I get off planes, right? Sometimes I flip the numbers around. But anyway, if your muscles ache, they hurt, guess what? Most of these people that have deep muscle pain and aching have low levels of vitamin D, as well, by the way, being on statins or what they call NSAIDs, non-steroidal anti-inflammatory, painful bones that you just hurt. It's deep. It's something called osteomalacia. We're going to talk about that. We have a whole bunch more of these to cover. We'll get it done for you. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. This is Dr. Tom Rozelle. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. Indeed, I am live and a very happy person. It's beautiful outside. So make sure that you enjoy the outside today. Get out and move around and, you know, just have a great time. Put a smile on your face. It's all good, right? Things are getting better. Talking a little bit about keeping your health together and making sure that you are functioning at the highest level you possibly can immunologically, and your wellness quotient is nice and high. We're talking about vitamin D a little bit and vitamin D deficiencies. And we know that it's critical that we maintain adequate amounts of vitamin D. We'll talk about the things that it can cause if it's not adequate. Everything from your bones hurting like crazy, painful bones. There's a condition called osteomalacia, which is a softening of the bone, and it's a precursor to osteoporosis. So if you don't have enough vitamin D, you're going to get a honeycomb bone over a period of time. Fatigue levels are like ridiculous, and you know, you can just kind of be wiped out. You know, and the interesting thing is that they did a study in about 175 adults that with very significant fatigue patterns, and others, but most of their other stable, their other medical conditions were very stable, weren't problematic. They found that 77% of these 175 people that were wiped out had deficient vitamin D levels, and after normalizing their levels, the fatigue symptoms improved significantly across the board. It's incredibly important. We have to make sure that we understand that. We're going to get into this more. I want to show you all the interconnections. There are some interesting articles from the Journal of the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons, and I'll tell you about that in a second. But first, I'd like to go to the phones. Alan, thank you for being patient. How can I help you, sir?
Yes, sir. I've suddenly got huge pains in my legs. I used to go for long walks. Can't do that at all. I had no accident.
You had an accident, or you did? When did you have the accident?
No, did not have any accident.
Okay.
No injuries to the legs, and maybe it's a coincidence, but it was a few weeks after I got my Moderna vaccine that this occurred, and I just don't know exactly what to do.
So, unfortunately, you're one among many. Body pain, leg pain. They're calling it neurological irritations, if you will, have been showing up as a result of the vaccines. The rate right now of significant problems, meaning death due to the vaccines, is 1 out of 1,000. But that's not including everybody else. It's a 20% side effect rate with the Moderna and the Pfizer vaccines. So, if that's the case, have you had the second vaccine or only the first one?
I've had both already.
You've had both already? So how long ago has it been now between the time that you had the vaccine and the presentation of the symptoms?
Right. It was about 2.5 weeks.
Afterwards?
Yeah,
that's pretty normal from what the information is that we keep getting back now. So the only thing that you can do with this, go online, and we'll have it in the office and probably within this next week, but right now you can go online and get the oleander extract. The website is called myoleander.com, and it's a homeopathic extract of the oleander plant, and take it as directed. And then also significantly increase your vitamin D if you're not taking it. I would get it up to, how old are you?
75.
All right. I would take 10,000 units a day. So do those two things. Neither one of them will get you in any trouble, but it could significantly help what you're experiencing right now. Do that for about a week, 9-10 days. And then if you would be so kind to send me a note at rosellcare.com. And I'll get back to you and, you know, see if I can work this this mess through you. There's a lot of things with laser. Acupuncture can help. But if it's a result of the vaccine, those two things may be effective in helping you. So do that first. Myoleander.com is the website. And then go to the health food store and get a good vitamin D level. If you can't find one there, just give us a call. We can always mail it out to you. At your age, 10,000 units a day, every day, and you should notice a difference within a couple of weeks. And let me know. Keep me posted. I appreciate your call. And unfortunately, you're not alone in the ballpark. We're starting to see all kinds of things show up like that, and it's unfortunate, but there's going to be much more of that. It does affect the neurological pathways, and that's where the pain is coming from. It also affects the bone masses. So if it's a deep, deep pain, it could be something that's destabilizing the bone matrix, as we're talking about. That's where the vitamin D will be useful. So we're going to try to give you more and more information. We're going to try to post things on our website. You can go to rosellcare.com on Facebook or through our website.
Dr. Tom Rosell Live continues now on 105.9 FM WMAL.
You're listening to Dr. Tom Rosell Live. Indeed, I am. I'm here at 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. Love to talk to you on anything that you need a little bit more data on. We're talking about how to keep yourself healthy today. And we're talking about all the interrelationships with vitamin D. You know, I mentioned before we broke for the the half of the program, that there was an interesting article that was reported by the Journal of the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons. And what the author wrote, he said, high serum levels of vitamin D are associated with dramatically reduced injury rates and improved sports performance. And they did a follow-up study, you know, in of a subset of the population, is that vitamin D appears to play a role in muscle strength, injury prevention, and sports performance. Cool, right? So, you know, if you're out playing tennis, you're going for a walk, and you find that you've been hurting or, you know, have problems, vitamin D may be your answer to resolve this thing. So make sure you know what your vitamin D status is and make sure that your doctor is willing to follow through and get it done. Got a lot more for you today. It's like this is one of the most important things in keeping our immunological system solid. Everything from cancers to viral patterns across the board. You really need to make sure you know what your D level is and follow through. Let's go back to the phones. Ingrid, how can I help you? Thank you for calling.
Yes, good morning. I have a problem with my feet, doctor. It's been going on for a few months, and I went to the doctor, and he gave me an ointment to put on. It's mupirocin. But
so what's wrong with your feet?
There's no feeling. I have to really work my toes to make them, you know, it's like they're half dead, and they're very tight on the sole of the foot.
So let me ask you a couple quick questions. Are you diabetic at all?
Yes.
Okay, so what you're describing is you're suffering from neuropathy. And when your feet get tight like that and you lose sensation, that's diagnostic of a neuropathic problem due to blood sugar handling. That's why I asked you the question. That can be treated. There's a couple ways of doing that. Unfortunately, most medical approaches don't go there, but it's a combination of low energy light laser. There's an impact instrument to re-stimulate and regenerate the nerve roots, and then also very specific nutrient bases to help. But you have to use them in combination. But you're describing a very typical, very textbook neuropathy. If we can help you, glad to do it, but that's where you start. In the short term, you have to get control over your blood sugar transport systems in the body. That's dietary correction. It's a little different for everybody, but it can make that happen. What I would suggest to you is this. Make sure that your diet is adequate in clean proteins. Make sure you're getting a lot of vegetables throughout the day. Stay away from carbohydrates and sugars, the fast-acting carbohydrates. What I mean are things like potatoes and rice and anything that is white that converts into sugar, you know, too fast. So if you do those things and give us a call, we can make a difference. I'll oversee the case. You know, one of our doctors will treat you, and we've had very good success on that. Many clinics have as well, but it's not giving you an ointment to rub on your feet is not going to change a diabetic neuropathic problem, but it can be fixed. But I need you as a partner, and we can get it done. Ingrid, if you follow through with that, I think you could make a difference. But putting an ointment, in my opinion, is not going to touch it. 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. We're talking about your health and wellness, but I'd love to talk to you today. If you want to reach out and talk to one of the doctors of the Result Group, it's simple. All you have to do is call 703-698-7117. Ask for somebody to call you back. Tell them what the problem is. Or if you'd like to get in touch with me directly, just do it by email. Go to rozellecare.com. That's the website, and you'll find an email directed to me. I do get back to you, and we're happy to answer any questions that you have. Let's get back into vitamin D a little bit, and we'll talk about the other problems that you're having, because it's a critical nutrient, one that is so overlooked by so many people. And, you know, when we know that vitamin D levels are low, it's going to predispose you to dementia problems, including Alzheimer's. And what happens is that when the vitamin D levels are low, it seems to increase the levels of this insoluble substance called beta amyloid, and that's the factor in Alzheimer's disease. And the researchers across the board have found that in conjunction with that, you have significant association with depression. And so when people are getting to plates that they're not remembering, they have predispositions to any kind of neurocognitive problems, the vitamin D may be a problem. Vitamin D deficiency in pregnant women can dramatically increase the risk of autism and schizophrenic type disorders to the baby. That's a study that has been done dramatically over the years, but somehow set aside. And it's one thing that isn't checked as often as it should be. So vitamin D in pregnant ladies need to be looked at very, very closely. You know, another look at vitamin D deficiency, particularly in those who are overweight, they're obese, is relationship between the vitamin D and depression. These are all neurocognitive situations. You need to be very well aware of it. Like I said, you go to your doctor, demand that when you have your annual blood work that you take a look at it. And by the way, 400 units, 2,000 units, particularly if you're above 55, 60 years old, is not going to be enough to normalize it. You've got to really take a look at it. If you have somebody who has sweaty hands, their hands are always sweating, right? Or sweaty head. That can be a vitamin D pattern as well. Again, let's check that vitamin D level. Now, you can't take this by looking at me, obviously, right? But hair loss. Yeah, if you take a look at my pictures, you know that's been missing. But mine's genetic, thanks to my mother's side of the family. But vitamin D is crucial to the growth, proliferation of what's called keratinocytes, and those are the heavy plaquing that doesn't allow your hair to kind of break through, and so subsequently you got a problem. So vitamin D can help that. There's a lot of other things can help that as well. That was one of the things that I said, you know, my vitamin D level is pretty good. We're going to get back to that in just a second, but I want to go back to the phones. Melissa, thank you for calling. How can I help you?
Well, Dr. Rizal, I just wanted to check if I am taking the right amount of vitamin D. I'm taking D3 2000, and I'm taking 3 capsules a day.
It sounds pretty adequate, but it depends on what the level should be. How old are you now?
I am 72, but I'll turn 73 at the end of this month.
You're probably pretty close. What I would do this time of the year right now, I would take that, and then every other day I would take 10,000. But in the meantime, get your vitamin D level checked so we know exactly where it is. If you do LabCorp or if you do Quest Laboratories or any of the labs in this area, your sweet spot where you'd like to see that in a perfect world is 75 or above 85. That would be perfect. You just want to keep it under 100. That would be a perfect spot for you. So for right now, until you have the lab, you won't get in trouble. Go ahead and take what you're taking, and then on the alternate days, take 10,000 units. But in the meantime, let's get a vitamin D level on you, and then I can help you more specifically. Okay?
Oh, okay. Okay, great. Thank you very much.
You're welcome very much. My pleasure. So as we get older, vitamin D has a little bit more difficulty in absorption in our bodies. So we want to make sure that we're taking adequate amounts. If we're young, we can get away with about, you know, 1,000, 2,000 units. And what I'm talking about, we're in our 20s, unless we have an absorption problem. But it also needs to be monitored. We really need to know that number. You know, we need to know what that is, because if we keep that level adequate, I'm telling you, you can, you know, so much can be improved dramatically across the board. It's something that has been way too long overlooked. You know, so we get into that deficiency pattern with vitamin D, and even the inability to heal properly is one of those things. Chronic wounds, they're a major, major health problem, you know, in the United States. 2 to 3% of the population is affected by chronic wounds, and it's estimated to account for about 6% of the cost of healthcare in the United Kingdom. So we, you know, we draw from overseas as well, right? But vitamin D significantly promotes wound healing and the creation of a substance that's called cathelicidin. It's a peptide that fights wound infections. By the way, we're going to be talking about biopeptides in programs to come. It's the, if you will, the fountain of youth and so many different things. I think you're going to find it fascinating of what it does. If you have dizziness, there's a whole model out there that shows that and suggest that vitamin D is critical in development of the inner portion of the ear, which has a major, major impact on balance and coordination. And there was a whole study that was done, an analysis of people with inner ear called vestibular neuritis, and it was characterized by significant vertigo. They showed dramatically lower levels of vitamin D than people who didn't have the same amount of problems. So again, you need to know what that vitamin D level is, and you have to make sure that, you know, it's adequate. And in most cases of vertigo, we're finding extremely low levels of D, so get that vitamin D checked. Here's the other piece, heart problems. Huge numbers of studies around the world have shown that vitamin D3 improves circulation and it can improve high blood pressure. In our practice, people who have hypertension that seems to be unresolvable, we run the vitamin D level and say, oh my gosh, it's not where it needs to be. But their doctor said it was okay. Why? Because they were above 30, but they were under 50. It's individualistic, but when you get in that level, and if you have high blood pressure, you have to significantly up that vitamin D level. You see how important this thing is? It's critical that you really understand what's taking place. Dramatic effect on the cells they call the endothelial cells that line your cardiovascular system. And here's the situation. Some of you, unfortunately, have ended up with COVID, and you've heard that there's a residual in the brain, and there's a residual sometimes in the lung and the heart. There's a lot of finger pointing right now that says that it may be due to vitamin D deficiencies. And that's probably why you got the COVID to begin with, is because your vitamin D level was so low, because we know that the greatest number of people, they're saying 80% of everybody that has come down with COVID was vitamin D deficient. It's important that you understand that. And weight loss and recurrent infections and so forth. We're going to come back to that, but today I want to answer your questions. Let's go to the phones. Richard, how can I help you, sir?
Hi, Dr. Ozell. I had a question about some of these vaccines. I watched your podcast, which I thought was fantastic, and I agree with everything that you're saying with these mRNA vaccines. I just recently had, like, I never get sick, and I recently had a physical, and my vitamin D level was 70, which I think is pretty good.
Very good.
I work in the biotech industry, and everybody is getting, you know, the Pfizer or the Moderna vaccine, which I disagree with. I wanted to know what you thought about, if you heard about the Sinovac, which is basically an inactivated virus.
Yeah, it's a Johnson & Johnson approach to putting that out. So it's a traditional vaccine, basically. There's some modifications, but it's similar. So let me put it to you this way. I'll give it to you on a personal level. There's no way in God's world that anybody is going to put the Pfizer or the Moderna vaccine into my body. They would have to handcuff me at a point of a gun to get it into me, because I know what the short-term effects already are, and the long-term effects nobody knows yet, because it's going to significantly control the expression of your DNA. Now, if you're going to have to get one, obviously the one that we're talking about, and it's produced by Johnson & Johnson, is more of a traditional vaccine. And, you know, all I can say to you is that in all the years I've been in practice, I just finished 44 years, and in school, I've had one flu vaccine. I was 18 years old and I didn't know better. And then God knows what they put into my arms when I was in, you know, Marine Corps boot camp. But, you know, that's another story. But since then, I've had nothing. If your vitamin D levels are high and you don't have to be forced to have the vaccine, then I would suggest that keep your immune system strong, because the effectiveness rate of the vaccine is, you know, is not 100%. And you have to make sure that you're doing everything you can. Now, I have to break for some important commercials, but when I come back, I'm going to further answer the question that we just talked about. So don't go away. I'll be right back and we'll discuss this further.
Washington's Mall, 105.9 FM, WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Dr. Tom Rozelle. You've been listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle live, as you do every Sunday at 11 a.m. on the Eastern Seaboard. We're here to serve you. That's why we do the program. And just remember that no matter where you are on the planet, just reach out and we'll always get back to you with whatever information that can support you and the problems that you have. And, you know, we continue to do this because we want to bring you the most informative and up-to-date and true information as we possibly can. We're talking about vitamin D levels today. And, you know, we had last caller ask about the differences with the different vaccines. and the effectiveness rate and so forth. So, you know, the Moderna and the Pfizer vaccines are mRNA vaccines. And by the way, they do not, let me emphasize, they do not prevent you from getting COVID or carrying COVID. What they are designed and what they end up doing is that they reduce the impact of the expression of the problem of the virus. They do not get rid of it. Now, the Johnson & Johnson vaccine is a traditional flu vaccine. And if it does work, it does stop you from getting it. So the rate of effectiveness is, you know, is they're saying, well, Johnson & Johnson vaccine is 63% or 67%. Well, that's true. But, you know, a traditional flu vaccine year in, year out, the average effectiveness rate for all years is about 38 to 39%. You got a better chance of doing nothing when you're looking at those odds. So something that's 63 to 67% has a little different impact. Now, there are side effects because it has all kinds of things that are in the substrates, just like any other vaccine. You can get the problem from it. It depends on a lot of things. My approach is to encourage you to make your own decision based on real information. And you need to go out and look at sites like Dr. Joe Mercola's website. You need to take a look at the NationalWellnessFoundation.org. There's a lot of things. Hit my websites, watch my Facebook. I'm always publishing things. You know, reach out, ask questions. We'll do whatever we possibly can to give you the information that you need to protect yourself. And if you ask me my opinion, I'll tell you this is my opinion. This is what I'm encouraging my family to do. This is what we're trying to do to protect ourselves and the patients that come into the Result Center. And these are the important facts that you need to know. And we list them. Again, respectfully, it's always, at the end of the day, your decision. You know, patients have said to me, and people have heard the program, said, Dr. Roselle, Dr. Tom, you don't seem to be taking this seriously. Well, no, it's not that I don't take it seriously. It's that I know what to do to prevent things from happening. And when you have methods of treating a viral pattern, effectively treating it, and really, you know, from 0 to 100%, and you're going after what, a vaccine, or knowing how to prevent it with vitamin D and other substances, it doesn't make sense to me. So why would you not protect yourself by putting things in your body that stimulate your immune process, like vitamin D, right? Why would you go after these vaccines when there are things like monoclonal antibodies? There's ivermectin, there's hydroxychloroquine, there's the extract from quercetin. All of them have proven successful in treating this thing and stopping it in its tracks. Why would you not make that available to yourself? It doesn't make sense otherwise, does it? So I leave that thought with you. I want you to think it through. I want you to understand that, get all the data before you make any decisions. It's your decision ultimately, and I respect whatever decision you make, and we're here to help you and to turn it around. Remember, I'm on this microphone every week for one reason only, because I love you. See you next week. Take care. Have a great day. Bye.